Reaction to fashion. There comes a time to not just embrace adulthood by paying your bills on time, but to look the part. I've always had a love-hate relationship with fashion. I have been through many embarrassing phases, but for the most part, I've always returned to jeans, t-shirt, and sandals. The wake-up call. I woke up with a bright idea to take my passport photo. I looked in the mirror and thought I looked good enough. When I paid the newly trained Walgreens photo taker, I prayed the photo would be something to be proud of as I traveled the international borders. When I opened my photo, I was horrified at how gross my hair, makeup, and for some reason how my neck came out. I couldn't understand what was happening. Is this my new reality? I used to take such great photos. The next day, I booked a hair appointment, bought a fashion book from my favorite store, Anthropologie. Sick of jeans. I've been wearing jeans every day since I turned 25. Working in production, I have to move things around, which means bending down a lot. The low-waisted jeans was a horrible trend that I'm grateful is phasing out. I've always dressed to work with a just-in-case-I-gotta-bend-down outfit, leaving me with limited options. One day, getting ready for work, I looked through my closet for a skirt and leggings. Walking around the office, I wasn't sure if I was wearing the right outfit for my position. What if my coworkers see me as incapable of being a boss because I'm dressed like a girl? Alice von Hildebrand writes the importance of femininity in the world in her book, A Man, a Woman, a Divine Invention. The world is in need of our heart in the workplace. I don't need to ignore my femininity in order to become successful. With that in mind, I changed the way I was thinking about dressing at work. Love, style, life taught me I can dress like a woman, be comfortable, and be modest all at the same time. Alice von Hildebrand says mystery makes a woman even more beautiful. More to come on this book. Reaction to fashion. Reading Love, Style, and Life was fun. It made me feel cool, and most of all possible, I could be fashionable like a Parisian. The most liberating information was to find clothing that you look good in, and not to fall into fashion trends. I admit I was falling into a fashion trend that kept making me look fat in photos. With my new empowered knowledge, I went to the mall and bought some new clothes. I studied the photos of author Gladys Dazor, makeup, watched YouTube for how-tos. Store people were complimenting me. One cashier even said, "You look so well put together." My fiancé took me out on a date the moment I changed out of my yoga pants and into a new cute outfit. And my coworkers were noticing my efforts. And I work with men who notice nothing. "Hey, you colored your hair?" They all felt proud for noticing. Suddenly, I was walking with confidence and a newfound glory. I even had the confidence to talk in front of people at our staff meeting. Conclusion. It's nice to put effort in appearance, and to learn how to do so. For some girls, like my sister Sarah, they always seem to look good. But for a woman of comfort like myself, it takes a bad passport photo to get my attention. It's fun to look good. Now I think I'm ready for my new passport photo. Here is a test shot after I read the chapter, How to Take a Good Photo. With this photo, at least I can say I tried.